we had set huge goals in every part of our business, and we actually didn't hit one single goal.
Really?
None of them.
So how did you feel at the end of the year? Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life on and off the mat. I'm Jen Eads, a producer of podcasts and a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt, obsessed with jujitsu. Yeah, that's me.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it. That's short and sweet.
It is short and sweet.
What are we talking about in this episode, AJ?
We're talking about our goals for 2020.
So I should have some.
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
What do you think about like the whole goals versus resolutions kind of thing?
I'm very goal oriented. Mm-hmm. I try to keep my goals in front of me and stay obsessed with them. I feel like people like the resolution thing is more like I'm going to wait till January 1st and then I'm going to change my whole life. And
right.
That's not what I want. I want you to set goals and work towards them.
That's why we're actually releasing this episode before January. So yes. It is not resolutions. It's all about the goals.
Yes.
What are your goals for 2020?
I have a lot of goals in general. One, I think my overriding goal is to take care of the injury health issues that I've accumulated.
That's a good word.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I did recently go and get 3 MRIs on my spine. So a cervical, thoracic, and a lumbar. It did come back that I have some like degenerative disc disease. So I'm going to go get stem cell shots. Uh-huh. And because they're in my spine, they'll have to put me out to do that. Yikes. Have to sedate me. So I have to do that at a surgical center. But yeah, I'm really putting all my eggs in this basket and hoping that really does help. So that's my biggest goal for 2020 is taking care of that.
I think that's a good solid place to start.
Yeah.
You can't do much if you're not.
Right. Right. I've done okay with it, but I really like, I only got to compete once this year. Mm-hmm. And even that, like I knew when I competed that time, I wasn't where I should be. And when I competed, I was like, oh, I can't do this again until I'm better. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one. So how about you? Give me one of your big goals.
I want to compete in Las Vegas.
Ooh. Yes.
In August.
Yeah.
I feel like if I've got something that big to work toward, there's a destination,
right?
Kind of, and all of the things have to kind of fall into place that need to be happening anyway.
Right.
So that will kind of be, that's the why.
Yeah.
Because it feels like a really big thing.
Yeah.
So
I love Vegas. It's like, oh wait, let's back up. I hate Vegas. let me correct that. I'm not a fan of like being in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But going for the Masters Worlds, Vegas Open, Novice Open, kids, you know, it's a huge, huge, huge event. And it's just amazing. I have such a good time. I was sad to not get to compete in it this year, like shed some tears about it. But that is one of my goals. I definitely want to compete in that next year for sure. I'm ready to come back to that. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's the big one for me.
Obviously, another really big goal for me is we can call it 200, but let's be honest, I'm pushing more for 250 women at the Role Model Camp. So Role Model Camp is women's only grappling camp, May 1st through the 3rd. And I just announced recently that Friday, we're offering some like seminar, like classes, workshop type things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go all day Friday. Friday night will be jujitsu stuff. Saturday, all day Saturday. party Saturday night. Jujitsu all day Sunday. So it's going to be really big. And I mean, we have women coming from all over. So I'm very, very excited about it. So everything that goes along with that, and we are working on it daily, like every day we meet and talk and everything about what else to do for camp or how we're going to pull things off.
Right.
So that's a huge one is that I want that to be
epic.
Epic. That's the best word I can use for it.
I'm excited. I have complete faith that it will be all of that and so much.
Yeah.
So much more.
We have several little girls registered already. So
really?
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. A lot of moms bringing their daughters.
That's cool.
And I want to do a better job of getting in front of young girls that are doing jujitsu whose moms aren't doing jujitsu. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my goals over the next month, to really get in front of them.
Yeah.
So that to spread the word about camp for the younger generation too.
Right. Awesome. I'm looking forward to that already.
Me too. So what about like a business goal? What kind of business goals do you have?
Oh my gosh. More money.
Always a good one. Sell more, two more, four more.
Right. For me, from the business piece of it, it is how to really integrate managing the schedule of all of the things.
Right.
Because I've hit that maximum capacity on editing, or at least I've told myself I've hit that maximum capacity. But right. Have I really? And then how do I work in more training?
Yeah.
Because
you want to do worlds.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, how do I manage all of that and maintain happy wife, happy life?
Yes. Yes.
So that, train and grow the business. I feel like there's some planning, some additional planning and some things that I want to do. And this is a really rattly long answer because I don't have a good answer.
That's okay. But starting to think about it and starting to, you know, narrow it down. So I don't know if, you know, our gang knows, but one of the things I do is I do coach small businesses. And so a like worksheet that I take them through every year is the gap. So basically, you know, maybe you made a certain dollar amount this year and you want to make a certain dollar amount next year. So what's the gap between that? Mm-hmm. And then breaking that down and, you know, really like figuring out, okay, so then in January, I need to make this much. In February, I need to make this much. And so if January, you didn't make your number, then kind of course correcting. So, okay, mm-hmm. Now I have to redo all my numbers.
Right.
So I'm big on a couple of things. Like you said, scheduling. Mm-hmm. I think as a business owner, you need to be obsessed with two things, your calendar and your numbers.
Yeah.
And so always having that in front of you and how, you know, you can relate that to like a personal goal. Maybe you want to lose 20 pounds because you want to drop a couple weight classes or something like that.
Oh yeah, there's that too.
So one, I don't allow my clients to write that they want to lose 20 pounds as their goal. I make them write, this is my current weight and this is the weight I want to be. Mm-hmm. Because what if you lose 20 and gain 30?
Right.
Right. So it has to be specific. And then, you know, you figure out, okay, so you want to lose 20 pounds and this is not you. It's just the mm-hmm. example. So if you want to lose 20 pounds by October, okay, well then we need to lose 2 pounds a month. Mm-hmm. That's super easy.
Right.
So it's just breaking down the gap and figuring out how you can reach that and constantly course correcting to make it to your goals. So we can also like relate that to like lifting, right? I'm mm-hmm. not a lifting coach, but you know, if you're looking to be deadlifting a certain amount, you look at, okay, well, I currently deadlift this amount by such and such date. I want to deadlift this amount. Maybe it's 1 year from now, or maybe it's 6 months from now. So then you just have to, you know, figure out, okay, how much do I have to increase every month in order to hit my goal? And if I'm not increasing enough the first month, then I need to readjust. Okay, now I've got to increase it more the following months. Or maybe I have to adjust my goal overall. Last year, so 2017, because we haven't finished up this year. No, 2018. Oh, good Lord. 2018, we had set huge goals in every part of our business, mm-hmm. and we actually didn't hit one single goal.
Really?
None of them.
So how did you feel at the end of the year?
Fantastic.
Okay.
We had our best year ever.
Oh.
So it didn't matter that we hadn't hit any of our goals because mm-hmm. we were pushing for them constantly. Yeah. And we had our best year in every single goal that we had, we pushed towards them. So even though we didn't actually hit the goal, mm-hmm. we did great. So it kind of is that give yourself some grace too,
right?
Even if you don't hit your goals, if you're constantly improving, take pride in that, which kind of makes me think like, from the jujitsu side, right? I've heard people set goals that are like, I'm going to get my blue belt this year. I'm going to get my purple belt this year. Like, well, it's probably not up to you. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever like for the belt to be the goal. I think, so like when I was working towards my purple, I knew I'd have my blue a long time. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, you know, someday, like the purple was actually on the horizon, whether that was a year from then or 2 years from then or whatever, I could see it. I finally felt like, oh, someday I'm going to be a purple belt. And so my goal wasn't to get the belt. My goal was to be someone who I thought deserved a purple belt. Mm-hmm. So everything that I thought a purple belt stood for or did or acted like or whatever, I just tried to be that person, someone who deserved a purple belt.
That feels way less stressful.
Yeah.
Than, because that's the one thing that you can control. You right. can't control when you're going to get it.
Exactly.
But you can control how you show up.
Right. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the why for camp.
Oh.
Okay. Why? I mean, that's a big number and that's a significant increase over last year. Why is this the number?
Okay. So the first 5 camps, right? I start to like jumble the numbers, but the first 5 camps we had 50 to 70 girls. Mm-hmm. And this last camp we had 160. So to jump to 250 is a big increase, but not as big of an increase really at 60 to 160. But I hear from all of the girls in what camp means to them. Mm-hmm. Like I literally had people coming up to me on Sunday crying, thanking me for the opportunity. So I know what camp means to them, whether it's actually getting to train with other women or, you know, actually getting to be supported by other women, mm-hmm. where it's not a, you know, catty environment or anything like that. And just really getting to like immerse in jujitsu and make friends, like really make friends. And a lot of women that are kind of burnt out will come to jujitsu or come to camp and just have a completely renewed love for jujitsu. So I want to get that in front of more and more and more women. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to take the inspiration from camp back to their team and, you know, hopefully come back with more people next year.
Yeah.
So that's a big part of it. We also are doing a lot of really cool things this year that I just think will help build the community overall. Mm-hmm. And I just want as many women to be able to take part in that as possible.
So I have a new goal for camp too.
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit of an introvert in conferences and all of that stuff. I'm fine with the people that I know. So I know you said last year, make it a goal to like make one new friend every day, which I didn't exactly do. But I did get to know my teammates better, which was very exciting.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty rad.
They are.
They are. So this year, I'm actually going to make it a goal to make a new friend every day. So my fellow introverts, if you are at camp, come find me and we can just like hang out and we can talk or we cannot talk. I don't care.
We can just be together.
Come find me. Don't, if you see me walking around looking kind of lost, well, I might be, but come say hi because I've got to hit this goal and meet more people.
And that's why, like, I'm so excited to have it at a hotel this time because we'll be able to have breakfast together and have lunch together and have dinner together and hang out in each other's hotel rooms. And I just think the community of it is going to be so much more. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just amplified this time.
Right.
So,
oh, it's going to be fun.
It is. It is. And, you know, like I understand the introvert side of it. I thought for a moment that I might be an introvert, but I'm not. I'm just kind of more empath. And so I need that time to gather myself after being on or with people a lot. So but I understand the introvert side of it and not wanting to step out of that comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But the great news is like, you already know you have something in common, right? So it's easy to just be like, oh, this is my community. These are my people, even if I don't know your name yet.
Okay. I've got goals. I'm making friends.
Making friends. And really, like, these are friends that that'll last a lifetime. Like,
right.
The friends that I've made at tournaments or at other camps, you know, Larissa is a great example. Like, I knew her a little bit from Indiana jiu-jitsu scene, but, you know, we really kind of met and got to know each other more at Rachel's camp in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. So you had to go all the way to Tennessee.
Right? Yeah. She was actually the one standing next to me when I had to introduce myself, and I was shaking so hard that you could hear my pants rattle.
You were?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
So see, I've come a long way. But yeah, you could literally hear my gi pants shaking on my legs when I had to introduce myself. The best news for introverts about having 250 women there is that you don't have to stand up and introduce yourself in front of everyone. Because that would take forever.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So
we'll all just find each other.
Exactly.
We're going to have like a secret handshake or something.
Well, and like I said, you'll be in the halls and all of that. So it'll be easy to kind of come in contact with each other. But also, you know, we'll be able to post on the page or whatever, like, hey, I'm going to have breakfast at this time if anybody wants to come down and have breakfast with me.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to hit the gym if you're crazy. You know, I don't know. I'll give you plenty of working out. Don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I almost let something slip.
I know. So did I. Yep. I actually, standing in a circle of girls a few nights ago in class, I was talking to Risser, who obviously knows everything about camp. She's my main partner in planning everything, and said something about it, and we just kept talking, and then as soon as the other girls weren't noticing, we were both like, oh my god, we're the worst. Totally let slip the final instructor. But they weren't paying enough attention, so they didn't notice. So
but if you tune in to the podcast
on Christmas Day.
Christmas. You're gonna find out who the final instructor is.
Yes.
She will be revealed.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I am too.
And then we won't have to keep it a secret anymore.
Oh my gosh. It's
been
hard.
Tough. It's been very tough.
Yeah. Some extra edits and all the things.
All right. So kind of in the jiu-jitsu goals, is there any kind of particular type of game that you would like to try to work? So sometimes, I mean, you know, currently 2-stripe white belt, just all of it, right? It's just drowning.
Just don't die.
But
that's basically, don't cry, don't die. And it's a good day.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, for the gang too, like as we progress, we start working on very specific like types of guard, you know, there was a poll recently on, I think it was on the Women's Grappling Network, and it was like, what kind of guard do you play? And there were 28 options, and I clicked 12 of them.
Oh my gosh.
So, and one of them was just like, whatever freaking works at the time. I was like, yeah. That I'm going to choose that one too.
Right.
But you know, like I think as you're working on your game plan and what types of things you want to work on, especially in the training game plan.
Yes.
So competition game plan needs to be A game moves. These are the things I'm trying to hit over and over and over so that I instantly do that at a tournament. But your training game plan should start to be the things that you suck at.
Yeah.
Right. So right now,
I have a lot.
Well, yeah. So just pick one, right?
Right.
So like for guard wise right now, I've been trying to work a lot of De La Hiva and reverse De La Hiva, which is also interesting because I'm good at De La Hiva on one side, but reverse De La Hiva on the other. So like if you put a different foot forward, I play a completely different guard. It's
interesting.
Weird. Yeah, it's really weird. But it's just, that's more natural for me.
Yeah.
But what it means for me right now is that I'm getting my guard passed constantly because I'm not very good at either of them yet, but it's what I'm really focusing on. Risser and I have been getting together for hours on weekends, just drilling off of Christian Mwabanzi's DVDs. So do you have any type of thing that you're like, you know, oh, I've seen this type of thing and I really want to try and get good at that? Even if it's one particular position. So not necessarily like a type of guard, but like I want to be amazing at working from mount or something.
Oh my God. Like there, I mean, there at this point, there is just so much. I think the big thing is I like choking people.
Yeah.
And so I want to get better so that I don't have to actually think about it.
Right.
Like they do something. I want to get better at recognizing opportunity.
Yeah.
I think is the big thing, recognizing opportunity and then stop doing dumb things, you know, like keeping my arms in.
Yes. Yep.
Because I got armbarred multiple times.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Just enrolling at the end of class. And it's like, oh, why?
Yeah.
I know better.
Yeah. But it is still hard, you know, like, so one, I think that you will do a better job of recognizing that you need to keep your arms in by being armbarred multiple times.
Right.
Like, how does that keep happening? Oh, probably because right. I'm pushing instead of being a T-Rex.
Right.
But the same thing, like I saw people pushing up and posting, you know, on you. Mm-hmm. So then you need to also recognize, oh, there's that armbar. I'm going to take that because I'm also trying to help my teammate realize that they shouldn't push like that.
And I did actually try to do it once. Yeah. It was super ugly.
That's all right.
I didn't get it, but I at least... I was like, and it lights up and the heavens open and they're like, there's an arm.
There's an arm. It's for me.
It's mine. It's my arm. But at least I recognized it. Yeah. And so even today I was like, that's a little.
Yeah, that's good. You know,
I didn't execute it. It was ugly, but at least I tried it.
Yeah. I had to tell one of our girls recently that she really needed to recognize what a dominant position was because, and she's, you know, she's newer. She hasn't gotten to train a whole lot, but she'd be underneath mount and trying to cross choke or, you know, like just trying to hit things when the other person is in a clearly dominant position.
Yeah.
Which obviously would put her at risk.
Right.
So, you know, recognizing a dominant position.
Mm-hmm. So many things to work on in 2020.
Always. That's my favorite part about jiu-jitsu is, you know, like I could have just stayed with the game I had and been, you know, I could have gotten really good at that, but I want to expand. Like I want to get good at other types of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And James was talking about it recently. But most black belts, at least a lot that I've encountered, have like one amazing game, right? Like they're really good. Like this, you think of this person and you think of this type of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Where James probably completely changes his game at least once a year. And he just dives into a certain type of something and then usually puts out a DVD on it. but you know, like he really, and so when I put out, I email other schools and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm booking James for seminars now. These are the dates he has available. And I think there were 28 different seminar options I gave people.
Oh, wow.
And then even was like, if you have a subject you don't see here that you want him to teach, he will. Mm-hmm. So it's not like when he goes and teaches a seminar, it's always the same.
Yeah.
It's because he's even at a third, almost fourth degree black belt, he's still changing up his game and learning new things.
So as we have these goals of something that we want to work on.
Yeah.
How do you track that?
I mean, it is a little hard, but also I track it just through my notebook.
Yeah.
Right.
Same.
So the day that we study it to begin with, I'm writing down all the moves just as I would in class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking notes on the DVD just like I would in class. And then we're drilling it. And then I'm trying it live and I'm like, oh, why isn't that working at all? Like I did it so great drilling, but when we do it live, it's not working. So then, you know, I go to James and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm doing. How is she shutting this down so easily? And then, you know, we start figuring out what's going on. And so it's then just through my journaling that I'm like, oh, I finally pulled off this sweep. Here it is 3 weeks later since I first started drilling the sweep and I finally pulled it off in live rolling. And I'm like, okay, I'm improving. So it's more the tracking through journaling.
That makes sense. I need to get a bigger journal.
Yeah. I mean, I have several jiu-jitsu notebooks from throughout the years for sure. But yeah, definitely a nice
journal. I think it's just going to be the big old, what is it? Like the 5-star spiral notebook.
Yeah.
Because I haven't found, I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, I think we should. We should make our own.
I can use Canva.
What more do you need?
Exactly. We're smart girls.
We are.
We can figure this out.
Good. Okay, so do we have an on the mat and off the mat tip?
Off the mat is write your goals down because if they're not in front of you, and then put them in a place where you can actually see them every day.
Every day.
Because if you're out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely. Yep. I think that's a very good point. Like the same with like game planning. You can't really say you have a game plan if you haven't written it down. Like
yeah.
You need to write your goals down. That's your game plan for life. It's your game plan for 2020. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? Absolutely. I like that.
All right.
What about on the mat?
Work your game plan that you've written down. But I mean, try those, like actually go in with the mindset that it's okay that you're going to suck at it,
right?
Because you will, and work it so that you don't.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm getting my guard passed over and over and over right now.
And you just kind of have to be okay with that for a while.
You have to let the ego go, which is tough, but you know, you have to take the ego out of it and be like, well, all right, she passed my guard. Mm-hmm. Now I'm working on my getting out of side control.
Yeah.
Which is good too.
Right.
As soon as I can, I get back to guard and try to go back into De La Riva or reverse De La Riva and try again.
It's all a vicious cycle.
It is.
We need to do a shout out before we wrap this up.
Yes.
So shout out to Ashley, who took a minute to send a DM on Instagram just to say that a friend had actually suggested the show to her, and now she is a listener. So she just sent us a nice note. We love hearing from you. It does mean the world.
Please,
you know, if you've got suggestions, if there was just an episode that you really liked, send us a DM. We are at Beauty and the Gee Podcast. I'm hanging out on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen.
I'm AJ Klingerman, and I'm always happy to answer any questions. I get a lot of messages, you know, that are personal issues with people's, you know, teammates or coaches or whatever. I'm happy to help in any way I can. And then, you know, we've gotten messages about cutting weight and, you know, competition nerves and all of that. So we're always happy to kind of help guide you through that.
Yeah. And I'm really happy to typically forward those on to AJ that you can get a good answer. It's kind of how that works, which is great.
That's a great team.
That's my Instagram game plan.
Ooh, backing up for goals.
Yes.
So sorry.
You're fine.
So some big goals we have for the Beauty and the Gee podcast.
Oh, right.
We really have a goal of reaching 1,000 YouTube subscribers,
yes.
Which obviously means we need to put out more content.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put out more videos on YouTube. So if you have suggestions for us about what types of videos you'd like to see, we would love to hear from you. And please subscribe to the YouTube so that when we put videos up there, you will get them.
And you will find us on YouTube at Beauty and the Gee. Just go to YouTube and put in Beauty and the Gee and we will pop right up there. Subscribe to the channel because all the magic, all the good stuff happens at 1,000.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a goal.
There's a goal. That is a huge goal for us, but I think we can totally do that.
And another goal is really just to grow the podcast and the audience and the community. And that can be done a lot by y'all just sharing an episode. If something resonated with you, hit the little share button. You can do it actually within Apple Podcasts. I think there's three little dots, hit that, and then the share arrow comes up. You can also do that in Spotify. You can share the episode directly from Spotify to your Instagram story. If you do that, please tag us so that we know and we can then... What do you do?
Share it away again?
Yeah. And then we'll share that on our Instagram story. So we're all just going to share.
Yes. We'll have like an Instagram inception thing going.
Yeah. 2020 is the year of sharing.
I like it.
So share it with a friend. Connect with us on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and send us a message. Yeah. Let us know where you are. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you
on the mat.
Talking's hard.
I'm glad you do the editing.